Oasis Audio presents The Mystery at the Dog Show by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. A Dog Show in Greenfield.
Faster!
Shouted 6-year-old Benny Alden.
I'll race you to the bottom of the hill!
He leaned over and started pedaling his bicycle as fast as his short legs could go, down the long hill at the end of Wildwood Road.
Hey,
said Jessie, Benny's older sister, who was 12.
You have a head start.
She pedaled after Benny. A moment later, Benny's older brother, 14-year-old Henry, and his other sister, Violet, who was 10, were racing after Benny, too.
It's a tie! It's a tie!
Shouted Jessie, as the four Alden children coasted to a stop at the bottom of the hill.
No, it's not,
said Benny.
What do you mean, Benny?
Asked Violet.
We all got to the bottom of the hill at exactly the same time.
Benny shook his head and pointed.
You forgot Watch. He got here before all of us.
The four Alden children all looked at the happy, panting dog. He had come to live with them when they first became orphans and were living in an old abandoned boxcar in the woods. They'd been on their own, trying to take care of themselves. When a dog had limped into their lives with a thorn in his paw, it had seemed only right to take care of him, too. So Jessie had taken the thorn out, and Benny had named the brave little dog Watch. He had been a good friend and watchdog, too, ever since. Now the boxcar children no longer had to live in the boxcar in the woods. They hadn't known it then, but they had a grandfather who'd been searching and searching for them. He'd found them at last and brought them all to live in his big, wonderful old house in Greenfield. And he had even had their boxcar moved to the backyard behind the house so they could visit it whenever they wanted. Said Watch.
Look at Watch, Henry laughed. He knows he won.
Watch ran around them in a big circle, wagging his tail so hard it looked like he was about to fall over.
Okay, Watch, said Jessie, laughing too.
She threw up her hands.
I give up. You're right, Benny. Watch is the winner. Good boy, Watch, said Benny. Hooray for you,
answered Watch, making them all laugh harder. At last, Henry took a deep breath and managed to stop laughing.
Hey, we better be getting back home. It's almost dinner time.
The four Alden children and Watch turned toward home. They'd been at the Greenfield Park all afternoon. It had been a wonderful day. They were almost home when Jessie suddenly put her brakes on and coasted to a stop. The others stopped, too.
What is it, Jessie?
Asked Violet.
Look, there's Dr. Scott's office. Isn't it time for Watch to have his annual shots for rabies and distemper and everything?
You're right, said Henry. Let's go in and make an appointment right now.
They walked their bikes over to the side of the veterinarian's office building and parked them. But when they got to the front door, Benny said,
I'm not going in. Oh, Benny, said Violet. Why not? You like Dr. Scott.
It was true. Benny did like Dr. Scott. They all did, ever since they'd helped out at the Greenfield Animal Shelter, where Dr. Scott sometimes worked.
Yes, I like Dr. Scott,
agreed Benny.
But Watch doesn't like to go to the veterinarian's office. He doesn't like to get shots. So I'll stay out here with Watch.
Henry smiled.
You're right, Benny, he said. I don't think anybody likes to get shots, even though they are for your own good. You can wait here with Watch, and we'll be right back.
Henry, Jessie, and Violet went inside. Benny sat down on the steps next to Watch and put his arm around the dog.
Don't worry, said Benny. I'll go in with you when you have to get your shots.
Watch wagged his tail and put his paw on Benny's arm. Inside the veterinarian's office, the receptionist looked at the three Alden children over the top of his glasses and smiled.
Hello, he said. What can I do for you?
We'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Scott for our dog, Watch, explained Jessie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Scott's away on vacation. Another veterinarian is handing up patients if there's an emergency,
the receptionist told them.
No, it isn't an emergency, said Henry. Could we make an appointment now to see Dr. Scott when she gets back? Our dog, Watch, needs his annual shots.
Certainly,
said the receptionist. He ran his finger down the page of the appointment book.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?